I've met up with Dennis McCracken, who was the general foreman at the building and construction of the infamous water tower that can be seen for miles around Rathfrailin town. And Dennis has very kindly joined with me here for a very short conversation about his experience and time at the building of that iconic symbol that now can be seen even as far away as the Drumara Hills. Dennis now lives at Colcavey, and Dennis, it's very nice to meet with you again. And I'm really interested to find out your earlier memories of the building and the construction of the water tower here in Rathfrailin.
Well, we started actually in the Yellow Road Hill Town and in 1975, and we built an underground storage tank there, quite a big tank. And then we got it finished. We brought a pipeline from there right down through Hilltown and along the Hilltown Road as far as Mrs. Brown's. And we some met all the characters along the road there, and the Fagans and Barney. And there's another man there who lived on his own wee cottage on the side there. And there were two Miss Browns, and there was Mrs. Brown and Johnny Graham. Johnny Graham came to give us a hand. He had a wee lorry, and he would have drew the stones down and put in the top of the pipes. And, well, we come on down there. We concentrated on that in the first year we were here. And towards the end of that, we started then up at the water tower. And we up into the man's yard in there at the back there, T. Lane Ray.
That was T. Lane Ray.
Brother, actually. And So we got access up and through his yard, up into the yard, and we excavated a very big round hole there and that for us to start off with. And we dug it out and put some reinforcing in, and we put 22 load of concrete in the base of it.
When you say 22 load of concrete, how many ton would that have been roughly?
At that time it was six yards, we got six cubic yards in each lorry, that would have been about 10 or 12 ton. And then once that got hardened, then we started up on the what we call the stem, and we brought it up, and we kept on going right up till we got up to the where it branches out there and it starts to slope out. And then we went down to Stuart and James, and we got timber cut. They got to cut timber for us and shaped it for us, and lots of plywood then, and we kept going on up. And there's a man from Camrock, he done the steel fixing, and the tire works on the water tower. He was Barney Murphy, and he came that direction too. I think it was Camrock or somewhere up that direction, and he was a great help to us because he had built a water tower a couple of years previously over at Points Pass, and he actually took me over to see it and then gave me an idea, and then he was able to keep us every day, keep us in the right direction and give us advice on how to do it and all. And it was very pleasant to work with.
And how difficult was it once you got to the stem? I always imagined it must have been a difficult thing to shape. How difficult was that then?
Well, it wasn't too bad. We got the timbers cut in the big support timbers, and then they bolted them to the existing stem, and then we put plywood around the inside, you see, and it had to be a double plywood to make the double wall up, and the reinforcing part, of course, in the middle too. But the biggest problem was when you'd done one pour, maybe up about 4 feet right round, then was to get the next band to join onto that without leaking. That had to be very carefully done right around. And then once you get up onto the shape, the boards were just straight up then, but also when you put your plywood around on the circle, it was lower at each end, so it meant you couldn't just fill it up to the top. You had to bring maybe only 3 feet left then on up. And The steel wasn't all that heavy, but it was long lengths. And I can remember to get up some of it up, we put a pulley up on the scaffold and another pulley at the bottom, and we tied the reinforcing bars on maybe one at a time. And then I tied the rope onto the front of the car, and I reversed back down the avenue, and that pulled the bars up one at a time. There was plenty of timer at that time. And so we progressed on right up till we come to the lip there, right around. And everything was farther up we went, then we had to get cranes, and then I could at the very last, we had to pump it up with pumps to pump the liquid concrete up in there. And that was always a big job. And then when I got up, then we had to put the roof on. And it's like a saucer turned upside down. So we had everything all ready, and the reinforcing all done, and the scaffolding done. The day we done the roof, were to do the roof, there was something happened. Well, the concrete wasn't available or what, I don't know. But it was a fairly good day, but we put it off to the next day. But the next day was the worst day ever fell. It rained all day. Just the water was running out of it. We had it going ahead. And we got a right good job made of it. Sort of fared up a wee bit. And we were able to rub the concrete up and get a good job done. Well, then, as I told you about the scaffolding, two or three local men started, young fellas, that weren't long left school. And whenever they come to me looking at a job, I says to them, phone me, ask them one question. I says, are you good ahead for heights? Oh, not too bad. So there was an old water tower there with a flat roof on it, just about maybe 16 feet higher. So when I took them up on that, so they walked around it a bit gingerly. But then once they started the water tower, then they just went up a wee bit every day, and they were able to manage okay. So they were. Well, then inside the stem, then once we come to where the bottom, where the water tank would be, there was a floor went across there. But then there was a smaller stem built in the middle of that, and it went right up through the middle of the water. And you can still do, you can go right up the ladders and right up that wee stem. It's just like maybe a 3'6" manhole type of thing. And you went right up to the top then, and you come out above the water. And then there was a skylight type of thing fixture on the roof where you could have went out onto the roof, actually.
So it was quite an experience. How long in total did it take you to construct it from beginning to end? Once you arrived in Rathfrieland to put the base in for the water tower, how long would it have taken?
About a year, nearly. But 75 and 76, especially 76, two warmest years ever, summers ever was. There was one day in the summertime, the joiners, they were local men too, and they were working inside this shutter and like fixing this plywood and all, and the sun was beaming down on them. And at about 2:30, one of them come to me and he says, we can't do any more. I says, what's wrong? Too warm. He says, we can't stick it in there. It was so hot inside that the sunbeam was just dead down on. So I let them go home at that time, and in a couple of days it wasn't so bad, you know. I got it done all right.
Sort of cool. No doubt when you're in Rathfrieland, you met a few characters along the way.
Yes, I knew all about Rathfrieland. And the main agent was Stuart and James. You went down there and I got all fun. They were very, very decent people. And big Sam Johnson, he was in the shop. You'd have got hanging off him. And then you went down the yard there, you'd have got maybe Cecil McKnight, or there's another man, I just forget his name, down there in the yard. He was very good too. And we went down into the backyard and Stuart and James and got the stuff sent up. And T. Lyle Ray, he was there on the go at the time in the garage. And that was a handy place too, you needed anything.
Well, tell me something. What is the capacity? How much water does that tower hold, do you know?
I wouldn't know offhand now. I knew at the time, but it was just put to the back of my memory now.
But essentially, it was about the pressure on the top of the hill.
That's right. There was a fire in a furniture shop at that time, or a year or two before that, and because of the reservoir on Rathfrieland was just about dead level, so meant there was no pressure in Rathfrieland. So the water board, they designed this to give a bit of headage of water for a case of a fire or anything. And it worked all right, I think, but at the beginning, with the extra pressure, when they turned the water on, a lot of the houses and all and business in Rathfrieland had lead pipes, and with this extra pressure, it blew them a lot of them. But eventually they overcome that and got fixed up and it went all right. And of course, it was the outlook that he kept us informed and put our name in the paper all the time. And
But no doubt, whenever you return back to Rathfeilin, now you live in Kilkevy now, whenever you come back to Rathfeilin, do you have a wee think to yourself about the good days that you had there?
Oh, definitely do. And I tell anybody that's the McCracken Memorial. I enjoyed the time here, and it was very good. And there was another man that would have done a job or two for us. If I can remind his name now, he lived out the Newry Road a bit. He was a country blacksmith, and he lived up a lane there, and I used to take things out if I needed anything welded or anything, and he was very decent, very helpful to me too. And he was a great, the boys used to say, don't go to him in the fishing season, for he liked to fish, he'd only want it after 5 o'clock or anything to him. And we got to know him well.
How many men would have been on the job of building the water tower?
Surprisingly few. Well, probably at most times there would have been three joiners and two steel fixers and two or maybe three labourers. And those labourers, at that time you didn't need any qualification. You'd done all the scaffolding and all. And as the tower bowl spread out, you see the scaffolding we had for the stem wasn't wide enough, and we had to bring up another tower farther out. And at one stage, we had to take slates off the raised garage to get the support down in through. Well, they were very good to use people there and very kind to us the whole time we worked here, you know.
And it's on the site of the old castle, of course. Yes. You didn't come across anything historical?
Not really, no, we didn't, no. And then down below us, there was an old yard there. Used to be a chicken place or... They down there. There's a big drop into there. But from the top of the water tower, you could have seen six lakes. I can't name them all to you now, but there was Drumloch, and there was Loch Island Reve, and the one out the road here at...
Ballerone.
Uh-huh.
Anahinchigo.
And there was six or there you could see from the top.
A powerful view from it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Great.
Well, if I were to, and just in summary, Dennis, before I let you go home, if someone was to mention to you Rathfeilin Water Tower, what's your fondest memory of your time here?
That's a hard one. I enjoyed the whole 2 years here, and I got on well with the people here, and they all helped me as much as they could. It was just, I used to tell them at home, it was, if you wanted anything, you'd get it in Stuart and James.
you had a good experience anyway. But it's lovely to have met you again, Dennis, and it's nice to know that not only do we have the water tower, which is symbolic of Graham's ice cream in the town here, most people refer to the ice cream cone, but now I know it's the McCracken Memorial.
That's it.
Nice talking with you, Dennis.
Thank you. Yeah.